Hello and welcome to the 13th podcast of Language on Tap. This is Marzia.
And I'm Zohra.
Today, we are going to talk about how to manage your time. We all know some people who are able to get everything on their plate done at the drop of a hat. People who manage to achieve what seems impossible to us in such little time, and we wonder if some kind of magic is at work. But the only magic is good time management.
Yeah, I know some of those people. I used to think they somehow had more time, or the times that I was more realistic, thought that they simply had less to do. But now I know for sure that lots of them have great time management skills. I mean, they are able to use their time more effectively.
Time management is the ability to organize and distribute our time between activities, the ability to organize your tasks and use your time efficiently to get more things done each day, which can lead to lower stress levels and higher productivity. So how can we master this skill?
The very first step is creating a time audit. If you want to manage our time, at first we should find out where it goes and how long each and every activity takes. So keep track of your time for at least 1 week and write down everything that you do. There are some good applications you can use, or just write them down on a piece of paper.
Now that you have a better sense or understanding of your time, you can set some realistic goals. Make sure that they are achievable and relevant.
The next step is prioritizing your plans and activities. There is a very popular matrix that you can use here. According to this method, you put your tasks in four groups. Group 1. Tasks that are important and urgent and need to be done right away, like picking your child up from school.
Group 2. Tasks that are important but not urgent, like exercising or visiting the dentist regularly. These are the ones that need to be scheduled to do after the first group.
Group 3 are the tasks that are urgent but not important. These usually involve other people, like meetings or lengthy phone calls. For these ones, the smartest choice is delegation. So if possible, find someone to help you. If not, postpone these activities for later.
And the last group involves tasks that are neither urgent nor important, like checking Instagram or reading funny emails. These must be either deleted or done after other plans.
But the funny thing is, most of us start our days by doing these ones.
Exactly.
After identifying your priorities, create a daily plan or to-do list, and do not forget to start with the important and urgent tasks, not checking your Instagram.
Another very important technique is finding your golden hours. All of us are more productive during certain hours or time of the day. Monitor your productivity for 1 week and find your golden hours and do the important tasks during these hours.
Do not forget to set time limit for your tasks, but do not go overboard and give yourself a break between tasks.
Yeah, rushing through tasks reduces productivity and creates burnout. Make sure you are keeping a healthy work-life balance.